From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. We're delighted that you've decided to join us today. In a moment, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, the Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, as he concludes a message called Christ with His People in the House of Affliction. The account of the raising of Lazarus in John chapter 11 provides many lessons of the Lord's dealings in the hard places of life. Although the Savior put Mary and Martha through a difficult test, He sorrowed along with them, and He intervened miraculously to take away their sorrow. His deity was demonstrated not only in His power to raise the dead, but also in His receiving worship from those who witnessed this miracle. Only God is to be worshipped. Before the conclusion of the message, Dr. Cairns reports today's hot topic, Homosexual Families Are Too Much Even for Liberal Baptists.
Broadway Baptist Church in Fort Worth, Texas, has a long history of liberalism. Since 1979, it has been at odds with the Southern Baptist Convention because of the resurgence of theological conservatism in the convention. It's a congregation that has accepted practicing homosexuals into its membership, without, of course, affirming their lifestyle. Accepting, but not affirming. That's typical liberal doublespeak for utterly rejecting what the Bible teaches on the subject of homosexuality. Recently, the church decided to issue a directory of its members, complete with photographs. Included among the church families were some homosexual families. Remember, the church doesn't affirm the homosexual lifestyle. But those pictures were set for inclusion in the directory, nonetheless. For some members of Broadway Baptist Church, that was going too far. They'd put up with a lot from their senior pastor, Brett Younger, who has led the congregation since 2001. They'd watched as he brought a noted liberal theologian to the pulpit, and as he had welcomed practicing sodomites into the membership of the church. But seeing those homosexual families was more than they could accept. So they rebelled, forcing the deacons to call for the exclusion of all photographs from their directory. In other words, the congregation is so divided, with an apparent majority in favor of including the offensive pictures in the directory, that the deacons decided that to reject the photographs of homosexual families, they would have to reject the photographs of all families. Remember, this is not affirming homosexuality as an alternate lifestyle to legitimate marriage. The more you consider the facts of this case, the clearer it becomes that the ultra-liberals of Broadway Baptist want to do just that. They are affirming the sodomite lifestyle. The result, as I have intimated, is a divided congregation. Opponents of the inclusion of the homosexuals organized a petition to the deacons with 162 signatures. Supporters gathered over 200 signatures. The first group wants the pastor to step down and has prepared a list of complaints against him. Members of it even offered him $50,000 to resign. The other group commends him and calls for him to remain, and then calls for reconciliation. This is an issue on which a truly Christian church can have no division of opinion. When a church goes so far into compromise as to accept and affirm practicing homosexuality, it must either be drastically changed from within and its liberal wing brought under discipline, or else those who have any regard for biblical truth and purity must separate and either form a new church or join in the work and witness of an established church that's faithful to Christ and his gospel. You may find it difficult to believe that a Baptist church would adopt this line toward practicing homosexuals. But remember that the same thing is going on in just about all major denominations. Apostasy is rampant. Homosexuals need to be saved. We should love them for the gospel's sake, even as we hate the garment spotted by the flesh. You can't do sinners good by denying the gospel, for the undiluted gospel is the only thing that can lead them into the liberty of saving grace.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We appreciate the letters, the emails, the phone calls that we've received from so many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart with His Word, some speaking of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the Let the Bible Speak audio magazine. This is in CD or cassette form and is similar in content to the Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine, containing some of the articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a copy of Let the Bible Speak audio magazine simply by writing to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Again, that's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that little word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you and that you'll join us on our website this week.
Of Christ, I glory. Why? Because this is God's answer to the curse of sin, to the calamity of sin, to the consequences of sin, to the condemnation of sin. Aye, it is the answer, even today, to the afflictions of the sinner. Here then is the witness of the Savior. I trust that we may receive it for our comfort.
Finally, let me just say a word about the worship that the Lord Jesus received in Bethany. We have read in John 11 how he declared himself the proper object of saving faith. Jesus says, in effect, you believe in me, you look unto me. This is something of a parallel to the words of Isaiah 45, where Jehovah says, look unto me and be saved. Having established his deity, the Lord Jesus says, I am the proper object of saving faith and of all other faith. In other words, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Living in Bethany this morning, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Suffering pain mentally and physically, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Disappointed with friends and family, with job situation, perplexed about finances, worried about children, let down even by your nearest and dearest, feeling boxed into a situation where no one else can even get near you to help you, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Run with patience the race that is set before you, looking unto Jesus. Why? Because he's not only the author, he is the finisher of your faith. And as Paul told the Philippians in chapter 1, that he was confident that he that had begun a good work would complete it until the day of Christ. Believer, in your troubles, never forget, you're still a work under construction. The picture is not fully painted. The building is not fully erected. The plan has not been yet consummated. You're still a work in progress. Do not fail to trust your Savior. Look to him. Lean upon him. You'll notice that he supped with his people in the house of Lazarus, raised from the dead, and in the house of Simon, the leper cleansed from his leprosy. He supped with his people. Can I say to you, the guest you need at every meal in your home is the Lord Jesus. I think one of the tragedies of modern living is that not only do families rarely eat together, you realize that the average American family hardly ever really sits down to eat together. Hardly ever do that. And then they wonder what's wrong. But not only does the family rarely sit down, not only is the father usually so busy running hither and yon, and the mother so busy doing something else that they're just like ships passing in the night, but so often the Lord Jesus is not there. The family, if it rarely eats together, rarely sits down to sup together at the table of the Lord. When last did your family meet as a family around the feet of Jesus? When last? And you wonder what's wrong with your family? Man, stop playing the hypocrite. Jesus supped with his people. And I think that it's in this connection he says to his people, and this is to Christians this is addressed, not to sinners. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Christian, father, mother, it is not too late to sup with Christ. He sups with his people. You'll notice at that time Martha served him. He accepted the service. Lazarus sat with him, and Jesus received his fellowship. Mary anointed him in that supreme sacrifice of love, and 4 days later in Simon's house, Christ again accepted an anointing by Mary again or by another, we know not. Isn't it interesting that 3 times in his life the Lord Jesus was anointed in an outpouring of devotion and of love? Isn't it interesting? Never once was it by one of the 12 disciples. Oh, they had been in on his deepest conversations. They had listened to his most sublime teaching. To them was given to know the secrets of the kingdom. But whatever reached their head had yet not reached their heart. God help us, for I tell you, we are no better. And to the shame of man, particularly men, who are all too apt to say it's mere feminine emotionalism. They distance themselves. They get to know truth in the head. But there is so often so little melting of the heart. When it came to an outpouring of a heart love for Christ, it only happened 3 times. And all 3 times it was by a woman. There's a great place in the work of Christ for Christian women, by the way. That's another subject I haven't time to deal with. A great place for the love, the tenderness, the kindness, the Christ-likeness, just the outpouring of a heart that's touched by the love of Christ. Can I say in passing to you Christian ladies, never lose that. Do not get so enraptured with the rat race of this world. Do not adopt the feminist attitudes of this world that makes you feel so inferior and has you running after a style that is not ordained of God or good for your soul, when all the time you can be as these women and be giants in love for Christ. It's interesting that in the Old Testament there were 3 offices that were into which men were inaugurated by anointing. There was the prophet, there was the priest, and there was the king. 3 times our Savior was anointed. Why? At least by humans. Why? Because he's the prophet, the priest, and the king. But the point that interests me is this. The Lord Jesus took all this worship, and when men criticized, he welcomed it. He welcomed it. I want you to understand this. If you really love the Lord, man, you'll get criticized, all right. That'll add to your affliction in Bethany. It's one of the sorest afflictions. And furthermore, you'll get criticized by the very people who ought to be doing exactly what you're doing. If you really love the Lord, some of those disciples who maybe know a whole lot more about him than you do will be the first to criticize. But understand this. The Lord Jesus welcomes his disciples' love and the proclamation of his glory that they make. He rejoices as their heart is poured out to him. Never be ashamed, my friend, to show forth either the glories of your Savior or your love for him. For your love to him, in his estimation, is precious. It's precious. And I want you to know this. when it's poured out upon Christ, its fragrance will fill your home with a heavenly sweetness that nothing else can do. We all live in Bethany, the house of affliction. But the good news is that Christ still comes to Bethany. And he'll meet with you there. He'll do his mighty works. He'll give you the witness of his person. He'll reveal himself. And he'll accept your worship in that house of affliction. May the Lord lead us beyond our troubles, beyond our tears, beyond our tribulations, and may he bring us to the feet of the Savior.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.